You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everyone. Quickly, I want to remind you, we're talking about cheating today, why you would cheat. Tell us your cheating stories. When is it okay? When is it not okay? When is it morally an issue or not? You can reach us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. Paulette wrote us about yesterday's show. She said the global food prices is irrelevant. Birth control is really the only issue. Reducing the population on the planet is the only way to address food crisis in the United States. You can respond to anything on the program. Let's take one.
We're going to get back to cheating, something that Shakespeare's talked about much in Henry VIII, a very famous line that a character said, let's first kill all the lawyers. And today he might have added business leaders to the list because of all of the growing lists of misdeeds we are now understanding by corporate leaders as we look at this sputtering economy. But some people suggest perhaps that trickery starts long before these business leaders become head honchos, perhaps even before they get into business school. But a new technology, think hand scans, it's literally a scan of your palm veins, something new, may help spur some honesty, at least take a stab at people who are paying others to take tests for them. And joining us for more is Donald McCabe, a professor of management and global business at Rutgers, and Peg Jobst, who's a senior vice president of the Graduate Management Admission Council. Welcome to both of you.
Good morning.
Thank you.
And let's start with you, Professor McCabe. You say business students are the worst offenders when it comes to cheating. Tell us about this culture of cheating you describe.
Right. First, I'd just like to suggest where that statistic comes from. I've surveyed over 200,000 students over the last 20 years, and consistently business students finish at or near the very top. They've been at the top literally in every survey I've done except one, and they were very close second, not statistically different from the number one group. And what it seems to reflect is the fact that business students are already, in many cases, acquiring what they assume to be the mentality that rules in the business world, and that is getting the job done regardless of how you get it done. The bottom line is what counts, not how you achieve that bottom line.
Is it something they justify? I mean, is it a relative thought, this notion of what cheating is or isn't?
Well, it is for everybody, not just for business students. There's no question that high school students that I've surveyed and college students as well, I've often said that I think fairness is the biggest issue here. Students feel that somebody else is getting away with something and that they have to cheat in order to level the playing field.
Okay, Peg, so you're taking a look at what's happening in graduate management schools. What kind of cheating are you seeing, and how is this technology going to address those issues?
Well, I think what we have come to know about the GMAT test and any high-stakes test is that candidates are going to be motivated to try and do the very best they can, and sometimes that behavior is unethical. So for years, we've done lots of things at the test center to make sure that the test taker that appears at that test center to take the test is the same one that shows up on business school campuses for class. The new palm vein reader is going to replace our fingerprinting, and it's just enhanced technology that makes capturing information about a candidate more accurate and less invasive and more culturally acceptable.
And the GMAT is the test that you need to take for entry into most business schools. How does this palm scan, how does it work exactly?
Well, the way it works is when a candidate appears at a test center and is going through the check-in process, they will show their identification. They will then also put their hand over a palm scan reader, and it will pick up the blood veins that flow through your hand and create a template that is unique to each individual. Then if a candidate wants access into the test room, they'll put their hand over that palm vein reader. It'll make sure it's the same person that recorded at the test check-in, and then they'll be allowed access into the test center.
How often does that actually happen, imposters taking the GMAT?
Well, I can tell you that technology's allowed us to catch imposters over the last few years in a handful of cases.
In a handful of cases? So
right.
It's not something that's regularly happening and that you see it escalating over the past year, two, three?
I would say that our business schools are demanding ethical behavior more and more. And GMAC is committed to helping schools while these candidates are in the process of matriculating to business school. So we have heightened our attempt at making sure that that same candidate that takes the test is the same one that goes into the campus. And so we've used technology in a variety of ways to prevent that from happening, mm-hmm. and then also to detect it happening at the time that it's being perpetrated.
And Professor McCabe, what do you think about hand scans and fingerprints? It all sounds very intimidating.
Well, I think it does, but I think it's necessary. I really do. Unfortunately, there's a number of students who have decided that they'll do whatever it takes to get into whatever program they're interested in, whether it be a business program, law program, medical, doesn't matter. And my concern is that if they succeed and that word gets out to other students, those other students then feel they have to do something, again, to level the playing field, and it just leads to even more cheating. So I think we have to do something.
So a warning to anyone planning on going to graduate business school, you may have to leave a fingerprint, a palm print, some part of yourself before you get there. Thank you, Donald McKay, Professor of Management and Global Business at Rutgers Business School.
My pleasure.
Also Peg Jopes, Senior Vice President of the Graduate Management Admission Council. We thank you both for joining us.